Section 2, 1921 to 1928. Rape. Chapter 3. The road to Drogheda brought back no memories of his youth, thought Father Ralph de Bricassart, eyes half shut against the glare, as his new Daimler bounced along in the rutted wheel tracks that marched through the long silver grass. No lovely misty green Ireland, this. And Drogheda? No battlefield, no high seat of power. Or was that strictly true? Better disciplined these days, but acute as ever, his sense of humor conjured in his mind an image of a Cromwellian Mary Carson dealing out her particular brand of imperial malevolence. Not such a high-flown comparison, either. The lady surely wielded as much power and controlled as many individuals as any puissant warlord of elder days. The last gate loomed up through a stand of box and stringy bark. The car came to a throbbing halt. Clapping a disreputable gray broad-brimmed hat on his head to ward off the sun, Father Ralph got out, plodded to the steel bolt on the wooden strut, pulled it back, and flung the gate open with weary impatience. There were 27 gates between the presbytery and Gillenbone and Drogheda homestead, each one meaning he had to stop, get out of the car, open the gate, get into the car and drive it through, stop, get out, go back to close the gate, then get in the car again and proceed to the next one. Many and many a time he longed to dispense with at least half the ritual, scoot on down the track, leaving the gates open like a series of astonished mouths behind him. But even the awesome aura of his calling would not prevent the owners of the gates from tarring and feathering him for it. He wished horses were as fast and efficient as cars, because one could open and close gates from the back of a horse without dismounting. "Nothing is given without a disadvantage in it," he said, patting the dashboard of the new Daimler and starting off down the last mile of the grassy, treeless home paddock, the gate firmly bolted behind him. Even to an Irishman used to castles and mansions, this Australian homestead was imposing. Drogheda was the oldest and the biggest property in the district, and had been endowed by its late doting owner with a fitting residence,